The burning of black churches is a civil rights issue, and the Reverend Dr. Joseph Lowry knows civil rights. He, along with Martin Luther King Jr., was a founder of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference back in 1957. He's also a former United Methodist pastor. Lowry thinks the church burnings stem from hard economic times, frustration, and a misguided feeling that the poor and minorities are to blame for tough times.
There is a growing climate of hostility toward poor people and African Americans and Hispanics in particular in this country, and that people are venting their frustrations at what is the symbol of advocacy in the black community, which is the church.
There have been few arrests in these dozens of church burnings. The FBI and ATF claim they have scores of agents working on the cases, and Lowry believes it, but he says the attention came only after a great deal of pressure. He finds it hard to believe these arsonists can't be found.
They tell us it's very hard to pick out of the ashes the things you need to make arrests. I'm uneasy with that because with the intelligence system we have and the high technology we have, we can identify terrorists all over the world. I don't see why we can't identify some frustrated hate mongers in South Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama.
The church burnings are not only hateful, but they also devastate a local congregation, some of which don't even have insurance. And they bring back memories and raise fears.
In the early 60s, we lost four beautiful little girls in the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, to a bombing. And we'll never forget that. And so whenever you talk about bombing or burning a church, it brings back those macabre recollections. And so we think, it's, thank God nobody's been hurt so far in this rash of burning, but it could escalate if we don't put a stop to it.
While law enforcement has to deal with the crimes, Lowry also has advice for the church. He says the church tends to be the caboose, to be taillights. It's time for the church to be headlights, leading the way in economic justice and in love for all people. I'm Mike Hickox.